introduce to you now Mr. Alex Ehrlich from New York City.
I'm speaking today as one of many friends and admirers Leonard had. I'm also taking the liberty of speaking on behalf of one of the many constituencies Leonard had, because as every unusual person, he branched out in several directions. The constituency I have in mind is the Jewish socialist movement, which existed in Eastern Europe, where Leonard grew up, and which was known under the abbreviated name of Bund, meaning Union. It so happened that Leonard, who became closely involved in this movement in his early high school years, returned to it just in the last month of his life. His last piece of writing, or one of his last, I believe it was the last, was dedicated to this movement, more particularly to the workers' militia created by this movement, which fought against attempts to terrorize the Jewish workers, to terrorize Jews in general. And Leonard's piece is a true labor of love, because it, in most literal sense of the word, because it is, if one can say, soaked with the love for the movement to which he always retained a loyalty. And not only love, because love may be blind, it may be naive, but with a very deep understanding of what was the essence of the movement. Combination of militancy and warm humanity. Deep involvement in the affairs of the large world, branching out to brothers and sisters of other nationalities, and at the same time, proud feeling of Jewish identity. And last but not least, this movement, as only very few socially movements the world over, produced this combination about which dreamt the one of the founders of modern socialist movement, Ferdinand Lassalle, the unity of workers and of intellectuals, of, as he put it, of workers and science. And Leonard could understand it so well because there was a deep empathy between him and this movement. He was not a casual visitor, not an accidental visitor there. He had all these traits of character in him. And this showed here in the United States when he participated in marches against the war in Washington, when he was deeply emotionally, also not actively involved in the last presidential campaign because he was already very, very sick at the time. It showed in his deep interest in development of Yiddish culture and language, which made him cooperate actively with the YIVO Institute for Jewish Research in New York, cooperating, creating a graduate student center dedicated to the memory of one of the founders of this institute and one of Leonard's close friends, the late Dr. Max Weinreich. And this kinship with the spirit of the movement was also shown in his attitude toward his students and colleagues, in tremendous warmth he showed with regard to them at every step in a most unassuming, quiet and sentimental way, and it showed that this kinship was also shown, last but not least, in the incredible courage he demonstrated in the last month of his life, when he knew what was coming, but took it bravely, heroically. And that's why not only was this movement of the Bund dear to Leonard, but to those who participated in this movement, both in the old country and here, had a tremendous warmth and admiration for him. And that's why all of them are now mourning him, and all of them are telling themselves and others that his memory will stay alive